Hello, hello, everybody. You are tuned into WMUC Digital College Park. It is 3 p.m. It is Monday. You know what that means. It is a still be time. I'm your host for today, Rafael Regalado. Today is going to be a very lovely episode, to say the least. But before we get into that, we have to play our message for the day.
How much physical activity do you get? The average adult is supposed to get at least 2.5 hours of moderate aerobic activity and 2 days of muscle strengthening exercises per week. That sounds like a ton of time for the average college student trying to balance homework, internships, studying, clubs, friends, and sleeping, right? Well, if you break up your exercise routine into a few minutes here and there each week, it becomes way more manageable and you'll feel stronger, healthier, and more focused. Some easy ways to do this are taking the stairs instead of the elevator, going to a fun dance class at the ERC, or enjoying the great outdoors by running or biking on the Lake Artemisia Trail.
And we are back. So, if you look on the calendar today, it is February 9th, 2026. But that also means that it is Valentine's week. So yes, today is going to be a lot of some of my favorite love songs and the love songs that are kind of in rotation right now. And a little disclaimer, my love songs aren't necessarily what you would normally think of as good love songs. It's less appreciating someone you already have, but more so a yearning for someone who is not quite your partner just yet. That's why today's episode is and playlist is called Yearnuary. It is based off of a playlist that I do have personally. But yeah, so our first song of the day is an oldie but a goodie. It's one of my favorite jazz songs of all time. Though, to be fair, I'm not really a jazz guy. I just really love this album. It's one of my personal like tens, like perfection. So yeah, today's first song is It's Always You by the late, great Chet Baker.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till the star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see. It's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch. It's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. Thank you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's all.
Again, that was It's Always You by Chet Baker. He has such a great voice. Some people that I've talked to before, like jazz people that I don't really have much to talk about other than Chet Baker, they always say they're not really a big fan of his voice. And they say it sounds like feminine, which, I mean, sure. I don't really hear that myself, but to each their own, I guess. This next song is from one of the hotter bands out right now. They recently opened for Geese on their NA tour, and they're also going on a tour themselves pretty soon. But they actually, fun fact, though I guess it's not really probably that niche of a fact, this band went by a different name when this song dropped. They changed their name from Kingfisher, to what we know them now as Racing Mount Pleasant. And while I liked their new album, like as Racing Mount Pleasant, I really do prefer the Kingfisher album, Grip Your Fist, I'm Heaven Bound, which is where our next song is off of. This one is called Do You Think I'm Pretty?
I'm in the way.
Again, that was Do You Think I'm Pretty by the immensely talented Racing Mount Pleasant. Yeah, I kind of like the more, I guess unique is a very blunt way to say it, but they're more unique kind of low-key sound from their first record, because the self-titled, it kind of just sounded like Ants From Out There cosplay, and it wasn't really my thing. But, you know, that's okay. And this next song is actually by the band that I previously mentioned Racing Mount Pleasant had opened for. It is off of one of their EPs that was kind of like not really a deluxe to their album, but more so like a kind of side B kind of deal. It contains probably some of my favorite more jammy moments off the title track of the EP, 4D Country, which is just a kind of reimagining of 3D Country off of the 3D Country album that preceded it. And so this next song is by the lovely fellas over at Geese, and this one is called Killing My Borrowed Time. Again, that was Killing My Borrowed Time by the lovely Geese. So I've kind of had a bit of a crisis lately about the show. I love you guys and I love the music that I play, but I kind of, when I was playlisting today, I kind of realized, like, hey, this show is supposed to be about UK and US underground. Like, I should be playing more rap stuff. I guess because I haven't really... The turn of the years are always a little slower for that kind of thing. Like, past Christmas up until, like, your March, April time, there's just not really much music in general, especially new music, which is kind of what I focus on. So it's a little difficult to kind of incorporate that, especially because it's not exactly the sound of the season and, like, the sound of my feelings at the time, you know. But thankfully, there are some pretty good, lovely love songs, if you could interpret them that way, by some of my favorite rappers today. And this next song is just exactly one of those, by Quest E, and then show favorite Death to Ricky, probably one of my most played artists on here. It is off of Quest E's album Fingers Crossed. Next song here on WMEC Digital College Park is Addicted to Divas.
Hashtag
take my kindness for weakness. Addicted to divas, young overachievers. Rereading your feelings, champagne by the liter. Addicted to divas, Margiela Maria. Baby, I ain't backing down. I got money, girl, so I'm happy now. Yeah, baby, I ain't backing down. Got some bands, 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 so I'm happy now. Fly out where no one can see us. Some golden retrievers. It's finders and keepers, and girl, I hope you a keeper. I'm tryna find my casillas. I swam in couple oceans, but you're probably the deepest. These city lights got me blinded. Top rank climbing, pain by the leader. You can see I'm grinding. What's the price for the priceless? Whole world fucked, people die for the diamonds. Addicted to divas. Addicted to divas. Young overachievers. Rereading your feelings. Champagne by the liter. Addicted to divas. Margiela Maria. Baby, I ain't backing down. I got money, girl, so I'm happy now. Yeah, baby, I ain't backing down. Got some bands, 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 so I'm happy now.
My love, Margiela Maria. I'm so in love with her face. She said she wanna go to state, so I sold her the visa. I'm tryna sell her the arenas, and baby, when I do, I swear you won't be up in the flames. You got me front row with me looking so kissed. Lights off on, bitch. You don't like her dress, well, let me get it on, zip. Cali straight to London, yeah, my life abundant. You don't wanna fast life, oh, baby, get the run now.
And baby, I ain't backing down. I got money, girl, so I'm happy now. Yeah, baby, I ain't backing down. Got some bands, 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 so I'm happy now.
Again, that was Addicted to Divas by Quest E and Death to Ricky. Just pretty good, feel good, sound good. Yeah, it's just a fun song. Could be good for a niche little hard launch this weekend. Who knows? This next song, another UK artist, another rapper. One of the greats, as they say. But I've kind of have a complicated relationship with him recently because... I mean, like, dude, where's the album? Like, we've been waiting on this for, like, years now, it feels like. Since I've been in high school, basically. So, this next song, off of Life in Hell by Lancey Foe, we have She the One.
Your bank account and your self-esteem. adrenaline. She keeps saying, fuck you like you want me. My policy, bad bitches only. My policy, bad bitches only. You know I'm free, don't be trying to control me. You know I'm free, don't be trying to control me. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah. She's so sexy. She's so sexy, yeah. She's so sexy, yeah. She's so sexy, yeah. She wake me up for this. Ecstasy on your lips. Ecstasy on your lips. Your friends wanna know about this. In the back of the Benz, I fuck. In the back of the Bentley, I fuck. Yeah. In the front of the Ferrari, I fuck. Yeah. Get you brand new Bulgari, cause I love you, yeah. Tsunami, no discussion, yeah, yeah. Got them bitches blushing when we touching, yeah, yeah. Anything you want, gon' be a must. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah. I just wanted to feel like she the one, yeah.
Again, that was She the One by the great Lancey Foe. A bit more on the vulgar side in terms of the love content in there. But, you know, that's okay. You know, sometimes you gotta get turned, you know. Especially since this next song is a little on the sadder side. At least my interpretation of it. Especially the feature verse. It's a little yearny, if you know what I mean. But this is one of my favorite songs, probably of all time, from some of my favorite, most formative artists in my youth. A lot of people who know me are probably very much expecting me to play the song today. And so here we go. Next song by Young Lean and Blade, we have Hennessy and Sailor Moon.
You say that you love me, I don't know if it's true. When I go to sleep, all I ever see is you. I can be your savior, everything that we've been through. I love how she dancing, got me feeling for you. You say that you love me, I don't know if it's true. When I go to sleep, all I ever see is you. I can be your savior, everything that we've been through.
Again, that was Hennessy and Sailor Moon by the greats Young Lean and Blade. Just a beautiful song. Such good production. Like, I can't glaze that song enough. And I can't glaze that mid to late 2010s era of Blade enough. I guess more so late 2010s. But, yeah. This next song is definitely a love song, one of the most outright love songs that I'm going to be playing today, especially since the title of the EP that it comes from, well, it's not even really a title, it's just a little heart. This kind of made my year-end show last semester, but it was the other original song from this EP, and also, I didn't really want to count that because it came out so late last year, but this might be some of my favorite work from this artist yet. Like, it's just been on repeat ever since it dropped, and I just can't get enough of it. So this next song off of her Heart EP, this is So What by The Jane Remover.
Oh, so what if I like you? What if I told you I was so alone? through the skeletons in your closet. I can see a future in you and me. Just jump off the roof, then they hit the street. I don't need my friends, boy, you got everything I need. I might boom studio time just to get it on. Let the birds talk about us, they think they clever. I might just make my whole life without you. I put down the mic just to feel that way forever. You want no color of my blood. You want my candy with the cherry on top. I got what you need, you got what I want. I can't tell a single soul what we got. Something, boy, for the night and.
Again, that was So What by Jane Remover. It's really cool. I think I mentioned this also in the year-end show last semester, but I think it's really cool how she's always interpolating and sampling her own work. I feel like that's such a artist's thing to do. It's such like a natural like creative instinct of hers that is just really admirable. This next song is by a kind of similar... not really that similar, but I mean, they're an electronic duo, which, you know, can't get enough of those nowadays in 2026, but I like them. They're cute, and I like their kind of deadpan delivery on the vocals that they do have on their songs, because a lot of their songs do not have vocals. And I believe, yeah, they just announced a tour, so, and I know one of the artists opening for them is Swords 2, who I don't really like that much, but BBP is opening in, I believe, Miami. So, shout out BB Pew, and shout out the next artists I'm playing, Ear, off of their Most Dear and Future album. The song is called Real Life. Again, that was Real Life by Ear. A little short song there. Actually, these last couple songs I'll be playing are pretty short, but it's nice to get them bang, 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 bang. Especially since those first couple songs were kind of long. But yeah, I really like that song. That album's pretty good. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Especially if you're into that kind of like IDM glitchy sound, but like with some little vocal chops here and there. Alright, this next song is actually the only 2026 release that I have for today. I found this guy, I'm pretty sure, on Twitter. Like, honestly, the best place to find music nowadays, at least, like, very passively, and that it'll be very likely that you enjoy it, is, like, seeing what people post on Twitter. Like, especially if you've been on it long enough that, like, your algorithm's pretty optimized, then... Yeah, so this guy... I got recommended to, obviously, on Twitter, and I was going into it expecting, like, clone music, essentially. Clones of artists that will be ending our show later, which I'm sure you'll be able to tell once I play the song, but I was surprised. There's a level of, like, experimentalism, if that's a word, oh my god, of, like, just kind of, it was different, like, I've heard clone artists before, and it didn't really feel like a clone. It definitely had soul, and it was, I mean, I've never heard of this guy before, but definitely going to keep an eye on him now. His name is Cuomo from his album Aquavision, which dropped just a couple weeks ago. But yeah, this song is called In Advance. Again, that was In Advance by Cuomo. Kind of a shorter, abrupt song. But I like the visual, or the auditorial? The sounds that's playing in my ears, they sound good, and I like it. I'll just leave it at that. This next song is, from what I can tell, is a pretty, like, a very, very highly regarded... self-titled EP from a Arkansas band. I believe they're from Little Rock. But I think they just had a comeback too. Like, they dropped some music and they're, I don't know. But, I remember the first time I listened to this EP, I believe I was in Gaithersburg. And, I guess a little peek into my life. I'm actually not from Maryland. I'm an out-of-state student. I'm from Northern Virginia, which isn't too far, but, like, I'm out-of-state, so I haven't really, like, explored around much Maryland stuff. But one day, yeah, I went with my family to Rio, Gaithersburg, and I was listening to this album while I was, or I guess EP, while I was walking around, and This song was the one that I was playing when I was like going over the bridge. If you've been to Rio, you know what I'm talking about. I was going over the bridge, and this song was playing, and I was like, "Yo, this is like the greatest song ever." And obviously, like, hyperbole aside, like, it's not the greatest song ever, but it's pretty good. And it seems like a lot of people agree, because it's one of the most highly regarded EPs, at least in the kind of online spaces that I'm in. And it's a really Gen Z friendly sound. Like, I feel like it makes sense that they have like a bit of a revival and that they're coming back and all this stuff, because this is very, very on brand for what people my age have been listening to lately. So yeah, this next song is Me Versus You, by off of the self-titled EP by Everyone Asked About You. That was Me Versus You by Everyone Asked About You. Another little shorter song, but gosh, it's just that heaviness and that drop about two-thirds of the way, it is just crazy. And funny thing, we'll peek into the DJ studio. I have to pretty regularly kind of moderate my volume level here on the mixer, because a lot of the music I play, being kind of less mainstream, more so kind of, essentially what I'm trying to say is they don't have millions of dollars pushed into their mixing and their mastering, so a lot of the stuff can be up and down in terms of like when it's clipping or not. But yeah, it was amazing that like when that drop happened, I was kind of getting ready to turn my fader down a little, but it didn't clip. It was like a perfect mix. So shout out to whoever engineered that song. These last two songs, yeah, we do have two songs left. There's a lot of time because I'm going to be talking a lot before these two. If you were to ask me right now who my two most played, most favorite artists are at this very moment, it would be these two guys. They're very much go hand in hand. If you're a fan of one, you probably like the other, and you probably found one through the other. They're basically a duo, essentially, and word on the street is they are working on a collab project, but individually, they make their best work. Like, I think I get so much out of both of these guys for different reasons, but also the same reasons. They're just both such talented musicians. They have such good ears for production and for instrumentation, and they both have unique vocal tones that I'm just like, I hear a song and I kind of hear its combination. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a blank song. This is definitely produced by blank. And I mean, that's what Cuomo, I thought, was going to sound like. I'm glad he did it, but he definitely is influenced by both of these guys. And so the first of my last two songs, the penultimate song, I believe this EP is dropping on Record Store Day, a very limited run, and I really hope I can snag that, but we'll see. But yeah, this song is Alley Oop by the 2025 Pitchfork Artist of the Year. I just love plugging that because Pitchfork always does. By the 2025 Pitchfork Artist of the Year, Dijon.
Patience. How do you feel about getting ready? There's something. We don't have to wait forever. We don't have to know right now. If you wanted to, let you know that we can alley you. My boots are alligator, and you in pretty white gown. We can look Hollywood, honeymoon, I wish you could. See what I'm seeing, they're throwing rice and they're clapping for you. Hey Slim, how do you feel about moving to the city? We don't have to stay. You don't have to change anybody else. And I'm right for you. If it's now or later, I'm your little bloodhound. Rhinestone on my cheek. Asian voice will make us see. He was just playing. I don't see him the way I see you. Way slim. I'm feeling lucky. I wouldn't mind if you called me up.
And that was Alley Oop by the incredible Dijon. I'm really sad he didn't win the Grammy. I get why that other guy won. Pretty sure he did most of the production on Mayhem by Lady Gaga. And that album's pretty well produced. So it makes sense that Dijon didn't win, but it's okay. And since I played Dijon, you guys probably know who's coming up next. Our last song of the day. Today is actually the 2-year anniversary of this album's release. It's probably the most recent album to come out that I would consider flawless. Like, it's a 10 out of 10 easy. I can play the whole thing front to back and just kind of bask in its glory. I own it on vinyl. I've seen it live. I hope to see it live again one day. It's one of those all-encompassing projects for me. And the song is probably one of my favorites off that, and it's kind of a good way to end off today on some good, solid yearning vibes. Which is what today's episode was all about. You know, it's Yearnuary for a reason. And so, with our last song for today, that means I have to sign off. So, This has been Rafael Regalado, Forrest Stillby, for WMUC Digital College Park. I'm officially signing off for the day. See you all next Monday, same time, same place. And so our last song of the day is Dream Police by McGee off of Two Star and the Dream Police. Happy second anniversary. Happy Monday, guys.
Hey, this is Chris from the band Hot Panda. You know what? Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I don't have the energy to get out of bed. And if I get out of bed, I certainly don't have the energy to put clothes on. But I make myself put clothes on, because I'm not going outside naked. You can get arrested for that, and I've been to jail before, brother. I ain't going back. I take long walks, go to the forest, stare out at nature, and ask myself the tough questions. Who are you? Where you going in life? What radio station should you be listening to? Well, now I don't have to answer that last one, because I have it figured out. Because when I'm in College Park, I listen to WMUC.